Big news out of Sebastopol yesterday, and here to tell us about it, Helen Shane, the co-founder of Small Town Sebastopol, has been doing battle with the big drug company, CVS, over their plans for the city. A settlement in that has been announced. Helen, what are the terms of that settlement?
Well, I think they're as good as they could get, considering that what we really wanted them to do was to go away. But the terms are that there will be no drive-through or exterior pickup a la Petaluma's solution, if it is a solution, anywhere on the project. There will be no left turns in or out of the project from either of the main streets on which it sits. CVS will pay the city and the small town Sebastopol a total of $150,000 to be used for a traffic signal synchronization study and to pay our legal fees. CVS will build the building which it will occupy into a two-story building so that the second story can be used at a later time if the CVS isn't there for any purpose the city would like to put it to. But they'll only be occupying the first floor, as I understand it. They will set its building back from the corner of Sebastopol Avenue and Petaluma Avenue so it's not quite so prominent. And the CVS signage will be, quote, discreet. Those are the main points.
It sounds like those were most of the issues that you were pushing for in terms of seeing the project itself modified or changed.
Yes.
Why now? What actually happened to bring the settlement to board?
Well, there's a strange sequence here. The mitigated negative declaration, which allowed the project to proceed without an environmental impact study, happened on July 5th of 2011, and John Kramer and I decided that wasn't good enough, and so we filed our suit the following August, saying that the traffic study was not valid and that this permission, if you will, should never have been granted. We also, as an interested party, had to sue the city. There's an interesting little bug here in that when CVS signed the agreement with the city, they held the city harmless in terms of any suit that would be brought by anyone against the project. Then the following year, CVS sued the city because they said that the city's moratorium on drive-thrus was a violation of their civil rights. A la Citizens United, CVS became a citizen, so they were suing for civil rights violation. Then this last spring, CVS decided maybe they'd had enough, and they asked that we all get together and settle both suits at the same time, and that's what we did.
What do you see as the long-term implications of this settlement?
Well, I hope that the traffic will not get so bad that I have to leave town. And I think also that CVS learned that even though we're a small town, they can't just come in and ride roughshod over people.
The Committee for Small Town Sebastopol victorious in their confrontation with the CVS giant. Congratulations. Thank you, Helen.
You're welcome.